B'tachon for Life, Shir 387, Thursday, Parshas Korach. We are explaining that the Pasuk Hashem Tzvokos Ashrei Adam B'teach Bach was said by Yitzchak Avinu. And we explained because Yitzchak Avinu lived with Yiras Shemayim, so to speak. His relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam was one of Yira. Now, let's not make the mistake and think that Yitzchak Avinu was nervous and was scared, and he walked around frightened, so to speak. That wasn't the avoid of Yitzchak Avinu. And the truth is, it's difficult for us in today's generation to properly perceive how Yitzchak Avinu approached the Ribbono Shel Olam. But his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam was based primarily of his fear, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of his realization of the power of the Ein Shem Chas V'Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. Generally, nowadays, that feeling would make a person go further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody has to know themselves. What brings them closer to Hashem and what brings them further from Hashem. And that was the difference between Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. Avraham Avinu approached the Ribbono Shel Olam with chesed, and Yitzchak approached the Ribbono Shel Olam with din. But the objective, however you go, is to come closer to Hashem. And generally speaking, most people nowadays, if they would focus on the din, they would go further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, generally speaking, we focus on the chesed of Hashem, on appreciating how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and that's how we come closer to Hashem. But let's analyze Yitzchak Avinu's approach for a moment. On one hand, we see that Yitzchak Avinu was busy with din, and Chazal teach us that's why Yitzchak Avinu had Yisurim, Rachmana Litzlan. He was blind at the end of his life. He had Yisurim, and the reason was because he lived with this Midah of Din. But on the other hand, we see that in wealth, Yitzchak Avinu's wealth far surpassed any of the other of us. The Pasuk says Yitzchak Avinu had Mea Sharim. He made 100 times more than he was supposed to make. And the Goyim were jealous of him. We don't see that by Avraham Avinu and by Yaakov Avinu. And how do we understand that? On one hand, his approach was an approach of din, was an approach of realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishments, Chas V'Shalom. And on the other hand, he was Zeiche to tremendous wealth. And the answer lies in the Ramak that we are quoting. Because Yitzchak Avinu lived with Hashem Tzvokos Ashrei Adam B'teach Bach, because his realization of his fear, so to speak, of his Yira, generated feelings of Emunah and B'tachin in the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he was truly Ashrei. He was truly praiseworthy. He was truly fulfilled. He was Matzliach. Because he lived with Emunah and B'tachin. His fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, did not drive him away from Hashem, drove him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, drove him to feel Emunah and B'tachin. And the same applies with us. If we utilize our situation in life to feel Ashrei Adam B'teach Bach, to rely on Hashem and not to rely on others, we will also experience bracha. Because true Ashrei only comes from B'tachin, from B'teach Bach.